This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. I've been massaging the throat trying to get it right, and it just isn't working out. So here we go anyway. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Let's take a sip of some hot real quick and see if that helps things. We'll see. You know, ostensibly democratic governments around the world have reacted shamefully to the spread of COVID, with law enforcement personnel helping them abuse their power. What's happening right now in New Zealand and in parts of Australia is truly frightening. Here you have two formerly free and democratic nations that have devolved into an exercise of cruel totalitarianism in the past months. And despite the fact that lockdowns have not mitigated the spread of COVID anywhere in the world, despite the failure of mask mandates to affect the number of cases when compared to regions without mask mandates, some states in Australia and all of New Zealand have continued the most rigid restrictions, and their citizens are suffering the consequences. You got elderly women tackled in the streets by cops and attacked with pepper spray for being outside without a mask. Perfectly healthy people are prevented from leaving their homes, and if surveilled, will be likewise treated like dangerous criminals. New Yorkers have protested in solidarity with Australians, and the police, who were just a year and a half ago viewed as the protectors of law-abiding citizens in Australia and New Zealand, are now feared and despised by many. When the populace loses faith in the mechanisms of government, like law enforcement, this is bad. And is this reversal of civilized fortune coming here? Well, depending on who you are, you might say it's already here. Most people have probably seen the video of a man, Scott Smith, being wrestled to the floor at a school board meeting in Loudoun County, Virginia. His ninth-grade daughter had been raped in her school's restroom by a gender-fluid male dressed in a skirt. She reported it, a rape kit was used, the abuser charged and released to yet another high school where he then similarly molested another young girl. Mr. Smith had been warned not to speak to anyone about the attack and was assured that justice would be served, but that was a lie. Nothing was done beyond the 15-year-old rapist being passed off to another school. The far-left pro-LGBT school board certainly knew all about the attack. Each was informed by the law. But when Mr. Smith tried to explain why he was opposed to their permissive pro-trans policy, he was prevented from speaking. His accusation was denied. The school board lied. The police were called, and he was arrested. Somebody named Luke Rosiak has actually written a very definitive account of the case, and it's out there for you to read. It's a grim, disgusting story, one that would make any parent purple with rage. Knowing full well about the attack on Mr. Smith's daughter, the superintendent lied and asserted that there had been no incidents involving transgender students at any of their schools. Another woman present told Mr. Smith she did not believe him and threatened to ruin his business on social media. And then the police were set on him, a policeman who was present, manhandled to the floor by several men and arrested. The local prosecutor, Buddha Beraja, a Soros-installed pro-criminal attorney, appeared in court to personally prosecute Smith for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. She, too, knew what happened to Mr. Smith's daughter, but she is seeking jail time for him. And this is the opposite of justice, and it's beginning to feel like the new normal. Why did that policeman who was present not protect Mr. Smith? who did nothing but try to speak. He, you know, law-abiding citizens, members of the school board, being the criminals in this case because they are actually actively aiding and abetting. There have been similar incidents of police overreacting and abusing citizens they perceive as violating one silly mandate or another, but none so egregious as this. Does this feel familiar, like what happened to the hundreds of people who were at the Capitol on January the 6th? That was not an insurrection. That was a fracas. It was a setup. You had a couple of FBI plants that instigated the violence. You had some Antifa players there. They wanted the certification done for the election. It's been done. Hope they're enjoying it. The only person killed in the fracas was murdered by a policeman. And she, like all others that were present that day, they were not the police on site, were unarmed. They were not violent. A lot of them were ushered into the Capitol. And once again, this is a setup. And that is clear now. So provable that Pelosi's pathetic commission is as dead as a doornail. If she moves forward with it, she's going to look like the fool on the hill, if you remember the song. She may have even been on a plan, because she was the one who nixed the National Guard that President Trump had offered. She tried to misuse the Capitol Police. This is one of the reasons whenever somebody says, we're going to do a protest here, we're going to do a protest there, and I'm like, in 2020, when they were going to do the Second Amendment march in Virginia, I tried to tell many people not to go, and it turned out to be a very peaceful protest where the gun owners that showed up there actually shined. But given the way they are, you know, what we're seeing from them now, strategically, I don't see it being sound to walk into a setup. An example of the height of injustice and insanity. The guy who shot Ashley Babbitt that day, Charles Byrd, told 60 Minutes that he saved lives that day. On what planet does killing an unarmed woman translate into saving lives? We're at a spot now where everything is upside down. Why isn't Charles Byrd in prison? Why are those peaceful protesters of January 6th rotting in jail, many in solitary confinement, like the tortured prisoners of a Saddam Hussein? Obama weaponized the FBI, DOJ, and the CIA. And while they were distracting Trump, he never had a chance to undo any of that, and Biden has picked up where he left off. Or, you know, could we ask, is Obama still running things? Merrick Garland. This is why the murder turtle didn't want him in the Supreme Court. He should be impeached for attempting to use the FBI to criminalize parents who attend school board meetings in order to protect his son-in-law's business of promoting CRT. He's just one of the cabinet of horrors. Why aren't the Republicans demanding his resignation? You Republican representatives, you continue to disappoint. You are enjoying luxuriating in the swamp dwelling too much, and you need to start rocking the boat. And if it's the Starship Enterprise and you sink it, so what? Law enforcement does have a point about feeling unappreciated. The American left has done a bang up job of demonizing them, defunding them, and criminalizing them. But given all that has transpired over the past few years, you would think our police would be on the side of those who fought for them, not against them. But something awful is always happening. Some of them, like those cops in Australia, New Zealand, and Loudoun County, are taking their anger out on the good guys. Something's very wrong here in America. And the Biden administration is doubling down on the rot. We have to ask the question, is law enforcement going to capitulate to everything the Biden regime demands? And what can we do about it when that time comes? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. One thing's being discussed by a couple of people, a couple of commentators out there, is a national divorce. And the question is red and blue America headed for a split up? Dan Bongino's doing it, Glenn Beck. It is a focus topic of David Rayboy. He suggests that a national divorce should be discussed. He sees a split more as a matter of when, not if. The hope here is for a civil, if not amicable, separation. What may be surprising is the convergence that's happening about the need for a national divorce. As the Center of Politics at the University of Virginia discovered in its recent polling and data analytics, roughly 4 in 10 of Biden and half of Trump voters somewhat agree that it's time to split the country, favoring blue-red states seceding from the Union. Now, it's conceivable that the percentage for a separation would be higher among Biden backers had Donald Trump won re-election, and the percentage lower among Trump backers if the 2020 outcome was different. But the poll does reveal a broadening agreement. Why a civil divorce won't happen, if a divorce comes at all, is that it fails to account for the opposition, which is the hard left, the American Marxist, who would regard a friendly divorce, or national divorce, or any divorce, as contrary to who and why they are. The hard left cohort is ascendant in the Democratic Party and among progressives, and that's been the case for a while. It is they who would have to be reckoned with in any drive to separate the country. And there's ample history. Dating back to the Russian Revolution, the Marxist-Leninists, or variations like Maoists and fascists, are never about subtraction. They're about addition. They're about power acquisition, often through violence. They crave domination. They seek to impose their wills on the unwilling. Do you need to look any further than Xi Jinping's China Today? And please, American Marxists are not cut from some different cloth. Unsurprisingly and drearily, they are like Marxists elsewhere. It's dangerous to be naive about who we're up against. The American Marxist hungers for control. They desire to expand their franchises. And it isn't just a matter of doctrine, it's a matter of personality type. In fact, it can be argued that controllers create authoritarian and totalitarian models as a means of fulfilling their deepest needs. But then you get a little insight from Psych Central. But controllers are out there. They want to micromanage what you say, how you act, even what you think quietly in your own mind. Could be your boss, your spouse, or even your parent. You can't be yourself around them. They insist on being your top priority and want undue influence over your life. They may push your buttons to get an emotional reaction out of you because they want to exploit it as weakness. They have no respect for you or your boundaries. The left consists of controllers and followers. Leftist followers are people who gratefully cede control over their lives. They trade freedom for perceived security, and not just materially. They want liberation from the day-to-day struggle of thinking critically, of making decisions. They don't want to take responsibility for their own life. In a leftist construct, followers are necessary but incidental, because the power is concentrated in the elites. They are the ones who decide the fates. And yeah, there are cynics who catch rides on whatever belief system or doctrine that permits them to acquire status, wealth, and power, even though their power hunger doesn't derive from a compulsion to rule lives, but instead to enrich themselves. And this probably describes in part the would-be oligarchs that collaborate with and underwrite Democratic parties and leftist causes. The left universally insists on aligning society with their worldview and further insists that all submit, agree or not. It is compulsory to conform to their norms. Dissent is prohibited, and dissenters face cancellation, to use the modern vernacular. Cancellation in its mildest form entails being ostracized, loss of reputation, loss of livelihood. Milder cancellation harkens back to the Nazis' early treatment of Jews. Eerily, it's being replicated now by the left here, except that anyone who dares run afoul woke culture risks being targeted. Concentration camps and gulags are harsher forms of cancellation. And you can consider 1 million Uyghurs, China's Muslim Turkic minority, many of whom are confined to re-education camps and are being treated brutally there. Ukrainians starved to death by Stalin were canceled by genocide. A war of conquest was Hitler's attempt to cancel, a.k.a. erase or subjugate, whole peoples deemed inferior. And all of that was pursued for the benefit of the master race. The left, the vanguard, isn't much about splitting differences. It's aggressive and seeks to be paramount over the United States. Not just portions of the East Coast and the whole West Coast. They don't see themselves as merely ruling the Democratic Party in blue America, but the country as a whole. They managed to depose President Trump. Their coalition stretches into schools and corporations, the mainstream media, big tech, big sports, the arts, entertainment. Via the Democrats, the left secured longer duration freedom-crushing lockdowns in blue states. The left's muscle, BLM and Antifa, stoked riots in blue cities. The U.S.-Mexican border is being dissolved. And though the congressional Democrats have been stymied, they doggedly push a flagrantly statist legislative agenda, trying to end any chance at honest elections and kill our prosperous free economy via the Green New Deal. And the Constitution and our rights enshrined therein, they want that to be the doormat. So they're on a power trip, and that's not to suggest victories in its grasp. Conceit, which overflows among leftists and their moneyed, connected, and credentialed allies, almost inevitably leads to hubris. And it looks like it's beginning to unravel. Roger Simon wrote, "They, leftists and fellow travelers, are not, moreover, the people that built this country. Those who built the country are from the folks de Tocqueville saw when he wrote Democracy in America. The independent, self-starting citizens that formed so many non-governmental patriotic organizations for the betterment of all. Those people have not gone away. The ideological war is not over. The fat lady hasn't even begun to sing. She doesn't even have her sheet music in hand. If there's going to be a divorce, an amicable one would be better. But we'll talk about that coming up. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is still trying to figure out how to pass his infrastructure packages. He's continuing to meet with other Democrats, trying to reach an agreement.
It's clear that it's not going to be $3.5 billion. So the question is, how much of what is important do we get into the legislation?
Biden says shrinking the price tag will reduce the number of years for additional child and health care benefits. An FDA advisory panel has approved Johnson & Johnson's single-dose COVID-19 vaccine for a booster shot. They said that particular vaccine shows a waning protection after a few months, and a booster shot is needed. Johnson & Johnson claims its vaccine is 75% effective worldwide against any infection. This is USA Radio News. Some people in Congress are pointing out that social media is exacerbating the problem at the border. USA's Tim Berg reports.
One of the consequences of a surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers arriving at the U.S. southern border is human trafficking. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat McCormick accuses social media platforms of allowing the drug cartels to promote their services.
You have entities like Facebook that have allowed these cartels to advertise their services on their platform. There has been zero retribution, zero accountability, and that is extremely frustrating.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. Facebook claims in a letter to Arizona AG Mark Brnovich that they're working diligently to proactively remove content relating to drug trafficking or promoting human smuggling services. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, I just talked about the, you know, it becomes a semantic thing. The, you know, it becomes a matter of what kind of vernacular do we want to use here? And that's important. A lot of conservatives are talking about this national divorce due to irreconcilable differences with the progressive left. We're not talking about a civil matter where somebody just decides, well, you know, we just can't get along no more, can we? So let's just go our separate ways now. No harm, no foul. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about secession. And secession in America is going to be anything but a civil or amicable process. And it's sort of useless to imagine it would be otherwise. We already have history of this. It has been attempted once, after all, and it led to the bloodiest war in our history. And there are practical differences, to be sure, between secession and civil war. But in America, there are distinctions without meaning, because the secession, with secession comes civil war. If you choose, as we have, to characterize the American conflict of 1861 to 65 that way. Perspective comes and matters when you're trying to define these circumstances. The American colonials sought independence in 1776, for example, and would have gladly done so peacefully. In their eyes, the cause for independence from Britain was a righteous assertion of a natural right, and their war was a defensive one. In the eyes of the British, the colonials were treasonous rebels to be subjugated with ruthless force. Perspective matters. Such was the state of opinions in 1861 in a remarkably similar set of circumstances. But there was a difference. In 1861, the seceding states believed not only their cause was righteous, but they asserted not only a natural right, but the legal right to achieve independence via legislative self-determination. And they certainly sought a peaceful separation. As Jefferson Davis openly declared, the newly formed Confederate States of America in 1861 sought no conquest, no aggrandizement, no concession of any kind from the states with which we were formerly confederated. All we ask is to be left alone. Neither the declaration of the desire for a peaceful separation, nor that presumed legal right to legislative self-determination by the seceding states made any difference, as we know. The attempt was militarily thwarted with ruthless force by the Union armies in order to subjugate the treasonous rebels who sought independence. Now, here's what's most important for us to know today. There was not a war in 1861 because the seceding states desired war, or contrary to popular fiction, because the moral crime of their having practiced slavery. There was a war because there was a bedrock national defining question around the legitimacy of state secession that had yet to be answered. And the answer to that question was finally settled in 1865. Now, it would be so convenient if we could accomplish an amicable divorce, national divorce, today. But that would require, at the very least, a nationally understood belief that states are willing participants in voluntary union with other American states. And unfortunately, progressives don't believe that. And neither do most conservatives. And herein lies the conflict of vision that led us from, well, once led us from peaceable secession of the states to violent reunification of a nation through open war in 1861. The question of whether our republic is a voluntary or perpetual union has been a subject of debate. In the Articles of Confederation, which preceded the Constitution, the provisions therein were stipulated to be invariably observed by every state, and the union shall be perpetual. Now, inconvenient for those arguing in favor of the legal legitimacy of a perpetual union is the musings of the Articles of Confederation are abrogated by the Constitution, and the latter is entirely silent on the matter of secession. Any who gives even a mild study to the diligence and care with which the Constitution explicitly enumerates the powers of the federal government should have difficulty explaining the absence of an explicitly defined federal mandate to militarily enforce a perpetual union if the framers' intention was to establish one. This leaves the arguers in favor of our nation's design as a perpetual union reliant on pure postulation. Lincoln was one who unconvincingly argued in his first inaugural address that I hold that in contemplation of universal law and the Constitution, the union of these states is perpetual. Perpetuity is implied, if not expressed, in the fundamental law of all national governments. It is safe to assert that no government proper ever had a provision in its own organic law for its own termination. And here we see Lincoln, who is arguably one of the most gifted orators and debaters in American history, where he is eliding the real point. He freely concedes that the Constitution may not express that the Union is perpetual, but that in the penumbra, one might say, of all foundational law of national governments is the implied suggestion that the government is designed to exist in perpetuity. And he suggests that if national governments were not meant to perpetually exist, then they would have to surely ascribe to the law a mechanism to destroy themselves. The suggestion that a righteous mandate to forcibly maintain a perpetual union on the strength of implied rather than expressed power of the government is an extraordinarily weak justification for his treating the prospect of secession as rebellion. And secession is not tantamount to termination of government. If two states secede from the Union, the government would not cease to exist or be terminated. It would just exist with fewer states. Just as the addition of two states to the Union does not alter the Union's state of existence, but only means that its in its new form, it will now be composed of two more states. And there's an element of hypocrisy here that cuts against the argument that Lincoln made in 1861. He'd spoken very favorably of the Texas Revolution, Texian Revolution, against the national government of Mexico, who must have also been, according to his logic in 1861, designed perpetual in nature. He said, any people anywhere being inclined and having the power have the right to rise up, shake off the existing government, and form a new one that suits them better. This is a most valuable and most sacred right, a right which we hope and believe is to liberate the world. The reason Lincoln held that view in 1848 leads us to the most important argument in favor of the United States having been formed as a voluntary union of states rather than a perpetual one. And that is the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration was not nullified by the Constitution, unlike the Articles of Confederation. It does not stand as a substitute for the Constitution. It stands for its own reason for its very existence. In short, the Constitution is the how of the United States. The Declaration is the why. What does any of this mean today, though? It means that state secession is indeed convincingly entirely consistent with the foundational principle of our republic. And it also means that simple truth no longer matters, because the question as to whether we are a voluntary nation or a perpetual one has been settled through violence. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKinney, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
One more time, eh? This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, one thing to remember about any of these entities you look at, law enforcement, government, or any of these other things, they're just run by people like you. The big difference between them and you is that they aspired to something that you didn't aspire to, or you aspired to something different from what they wanted. Some people in government and in law enforcement and in all the various governmental mechanisms are just good people, except they're also quiet. They're quiet. And a lot of them get into a position where they have to choose between their pension and right and wrong. And unfortunately, due to the nature of man, which man is actually sort of weak, they're going to choose the easiest thing to do, which is to, you know, go with the pension and just let things go and, you know, go along to get along. So whenever you see one of these people up there, whenever you elevate one of these people to some nat, I mean, Trump himself, Trump who I back, Trump who I support, love to meet him, love to talk to him. I know people who know him. Hopefully I'll get to introduce to him one day. Even he has a limited shelf life, to me, of effectiveness. And he revealed a great many weaknesses in his first term, and I hope he's learned from them. Now, when you look at the police, well, interesting story coming up. It's happening in real time right now. Arts Acevedo, who presided over deadly corruption abetted by lax supervision as head of the Houston Police Department, is getting fired as the Miami police chief. And he only managed to hold on to that job for 6 months. And when he was hired in March, I mean, he had all kinds of praise coming at him. It is quite the interesting turnabout. Back then, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez called Acevedo the best chief in America, the Michael Jordan or Tom Brady of police chiefs. Then city manager Art Noriega said Acevedo had managed to alienate pretty much everyone through a series of gaffes, inflammatory statements, and controversial decisions. He said the relationship between the chief and the police department he leads, as well as with the community, has deteriorated beyond repair. Relationships between employees and employers come down to fit and leadership style, and unfortunately, Chief Acevedo is not the right fit for this organization. This still has to be finalized by a 5-member Miami City Commission, but his harshest critics include 3 of the 5 of that body. Pretty much the writing is on the wall. Noriega told Acevedo before suspending him, instead of taking the time to first commit yourself to developing and fostering truth both within the department and the community, you were brash and hasty in many of your comments and actions. And they really disliked how he would say dumb things without thinking, which is what, you know, that's the hallmark of a leftist. During an August roll call meeting, Acevedo, who was born in Havana and raised in El Monte, California, joked that the Miami Police Department was run by the Cuban Mafia. And, well, three of the commissioners are Cubans, Cuban-Americans. Joe Carollo, Diaz de la Portilla, and Manolo Reyes, who noted that the label harked back to Fidel Castro's portrayal of Cubans who fled his oppressive regime. Acevedo apologized for the joke. He said, while the statement was made to be humorous, I have since learned that it is highly offensive to the exiled Cuban community, of which I'm a proud member. I want to thank City of Miami commissioners for kindly informing me this morning that historically, the Castro regime referred to the exiled community in Miami as the Cuban Mafia. Having been raised in the L.A. area as a proud Cuban, I was not aware of this fact. In other words, it wasn't his fault. Well, the criticism, at that point, they were aware of who they had hired. And the criticism continued. And as it went along, Acevedo got to where he was no longer in any sort of a mood to patch things up. He accused one of them of interfering with his reform efforts and a confidential internal investigation. And he likened those three city commissioners to Cuban dictators. In a closing paragraph, he said, if I or MPD give in to the improper actions described herein, I and my family might as well have remained in communist Cuba, because Miami and MPD would be no better than the repressive regime and the police state we left behind. Now, believe it or not, these are not the words of a man who wants to keep his job. The other complaints against Acevedo included various personal decisions that critics portrayed as either unfair or hypocritical, and his criticism of early prisoner releases and sentences he perceived as insufficiently severe. His decision to pose for a picture with the local leader of the far-right Proud Boys, and even his appearance as a fundraiser dressed as Elvis Presley in a tight jumpsuit. Now, to me, those criticisms, are sort of trivial. But the people of Miami, the guys that hired this cat, they should have been wary of him anyway. Despite his self-portrayal as a reformer, he very reflexively defended the Houston narcotics officers who killed a middle-aged couple, Dennis Tuttle and Rogina Nicholas, during a 2019 raid that was based on a fraudulent search warrant. And he lauded the cops, especially Gerald Goins, the veteran narcotics officer who invented a heroin purchase, buying non-existent confidential informant to justify the deadly raid as heroes, while he posthumously tarred Tuttle and Nicholas as armed and dangerous drug dealers. Even after Goins' lies were revealed in open court, Acevedo bizarrely claimed the cops had probable cause to be there. In response to the raid, he announced belated reforms, including restrictions on no-knock warrants and a requirement that narcotics officers wear body cameras during drug raids. But then, even when it turned out that the whole operation was based on lies from start to finish, he denied that it reflected a systemic problem in his department's narcotics division, which had not been audited for nearly two decades. The FBI and the Harris County District Attorney's Office, together with an alarming audit report released that year, painted a different picture. Goins was charged with federal civil rights violations, felony murder, and falsifying government records. In June, his former colleague Stephen Bryant, who backed up Goins' fictional story about a drug deal that never happened, pleaded guilty to a federal charge of obstructing justice by falsifying records. And they discovered that Goins, who had worked for the Houston Police Department for 34 years, had a long history of framing drug suspects. District Attorney Kim Ogg observed, if the magistrate who Goins asked to sign a warrant to permit the raid on Harding Street had known of his history of lies and deception, he would not have signed it, and Rowena and Dennis would likely still be alive today. Ultimately, they charged a dozen narcotics officers with various felonies, excuse me, including murder, claiming phony overtime and lying on police reports. Like I said, Goins and the others could never have preyed on our community the way they did without the participation of their supervisors. Every check and balance in place to stop this type of behavior was circumvented. In a federal lawsuit they filed last January, Nicholas's mother and brother, say Acevedo, despite promising that the facts are going to come out, resisted their efforts to uncover the truth about the raid, including how and why Nicholas was killed. According to their complaint, Acevedo simply removed two Fall Guys, Goins and Ryan, to contain the investigation and dodge any meaningful review. And then he switched jobs. Acevedo switched jobs in, which was odd. In the midst of this ongoing scandal, he took the job with Miami, despite the police department being much smaller than that of Houston. And given his history in Houston, his claim that he was fired from his new job because of his reform efforts becomes very, very, very hard to believe. I've looked at these, this particular case. I am Dean Weingarten. He examined that very carefully. They based the raid on being able to stand on the street and smell it. Smell the meth. Boggles my mind. Stay awake, stay aware. I'll be back next week. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.